You're listening to SBS News.
Tuvalu's Foreign Minister Simon Coffey famously addressed last year's climate summit standing knee-deep in water. This year, he's given his video address standing on a digital replica of an islet in Tuvalu threatened by rising sea levels.
Since COP26, the world has not acted, and so we in the Pacific have had to act. We have seen temperature rise projections remain well above 1.5 degrees Celsius, foretelling the imminent disappearance of islets like this one. We have had to take our own precautionary steps with the Future Now project. As our land disappears, we have no choice but to become the world's first digital nation.
He says no matter what happens in the physical world, Tuvalu will exist in the cloud. And he says his country may be the first to take this step, but it won't be the last.
Our land, our ocean, our culture are the most precious assets of our people. And to keep them safe from harm, no matter what happens in the physical world, will move them to the cloud. Islands like this one won't survive rapid temperature increases, rising sea levels and droughts, so we'll recreate them virtually. Piece by piece, we'll preserve our country, provide solace to our people, and remind our children and our grandchildren what our home once was.
Inside the summit, temperatures were also rising. Countries agreed in the 2015 Paris Climate Accord to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius by the end of the century, if possible. But scientists say that with about 1.2 degrees Celsius of warming already reached, that target is likely to be missed. Developing nations are growing increasingly frustrated at wealthy countries for not doing enough to cut back emissions or help them cope with a warming Earth. Nauru's Minister of Climate Change and National Resilience, Renia Stanislas Gadabu, lamented the failure of those in power to avert the climate crisis.
The decision makers, those with real powers, simply do not care. They do not care about the communities that will be displaced and destroyed. They do not care about the food and water shortages that ravage poor countries. All they care about is power. Pure and simple.
While Samoa's Prime Minister, Fiame Naomi Mataafa, asked the gathering why the same level of urgency used to address the COVID pandemic wasn't apparent in the world's commitment to limit global warming to below 1.5 degrees.
Samoa and all Pacific states are at the mercy of climate change, and our survival hangs in the rush of the climate hourglass. The major emitters poised for commitment are far too few in number, with lackluster ambition for decent climate action.
At a nearby meeting, Russian delegates were heckled by Ukrainian protesters.
You are criminals! War criminals! You are killing my people! You are shooting bombs at our people, and this is not climate mitigation! Your climate commitments mean nothing!
Demonstrators were shown the door.
They're killing us daily, and they're here in the heart of international talks. They are accepted like normal people, but they are not.
Don't gas Africa. Don't gas Africa. Don't gas Africa. Don't gas Africa.
At another summit protest, activists called out Western countries who they accuse of funding new gas projects in Africa. Ina Maria Shikongo is a Namibian climate activist.
Countries of the global north have been shopping for gas in Africa, using the energy crisis at the moment, the war in Ukraine and the energy poverty in Africa as a pretext to start doing gas production in Africa. What that means is obviously opening up new gas fields, oil fields, and also putting the entire carbon budget at risk.
The summit is due to conclude on Friday, but it could go overtime into the weekend. Countries are yet to agree on funding for developing nations to combat and adapt to climate change.